Awesome. Thanks again for joining. Good morning. Appreciate you for jumping on.
Hi, I'm Ashley Yasbinchek. I play Harper in Heartbreak High, and this is Young Entertainment Fan.
So we don't really know anything about Harper's past until the final episode. So What did you know about your character going into it? And if you didn't know any backstory, what were you told so that you were able to actually play this character?
I knew Harper's backstory from the get-go, because we had like the whole scripts, and actually like the very end scene where I shaved my head was actually the first scene that I ever shot for the show.
Oh my god.
And it was in like pre-shoot as well. So I definitely had like a lot of her backstory in mind going into the show initially, because that was obviously kind of the climax of her story. But yeah, I think I was definitely, I definitely made sure I was really informed,
yeah,
and really aware of what she was going through at that time when we started filming.
Yeah, that's amazing. So What was the most challenging part of playing Harper, and how did you overcome it?
I think the most challenging part of it was just everything she goes through with her dad. I think that was a really difficult feeling to feel, like that kind of fear and, you know, love and pain that comes with loving a parent that struggles with addiction. And I've never experienced that in my own life, but so I found it challenging to take that on. But I think I spoke a lot with Ben Oxenbold, who plays my dad, about, you know, their experiences beforehand. And I spoke a lot with my mentor about like the trauma that she goes through. And I really wanted to make sure it came from like a very respectful place. And I think that Ben did a great job with, you know, representing someone who is struggling with addiction as well. And he remained very respectful in that role. I mean, it's not, you know, Justin isn't a bad person. He's just someone who's experiencing addiction, and it's got a real hold on his life. And Harper is unfortunately kind of in the middle of that. So I think that part of it was probably the most challenging to.
Yeah. Talk about some incredible acting skills for you to have to dive in and process all that and do that. And I'm sure it takes such a toll on like your mind and your body too in real life, because it's hard for the body to tell like what's real, what's not. So that's so crazy, but also really cool, like having your portfolio now of stuff done.
Yeah. Well, it can be like a really dangerous thing for you mentally. To kind of go into those spaces, I guess. But I was really fortunate that my mentor, Scott Major, who was like obviously in the original and then working with us on this one as kind of our dramaturg, he gave me a lot of tools to like kind of reground myself after those situations. So I was really able to leave work at work and enjoy my time in Sydney.
That's amazing. And jumping back to the first question, so you said that you filmed the last scene first, right, where you had to cut your hair. So have you ever had to cut your hair for a role before? And, like, what was that process like for you?
Not in that way. Like, I've definitely shaved parts of my hair for stuff. Like, I shaved the back once, I think. But I have always wanted to shave my head. Like, it's, I think it's kind of like a rite of passage. You just have to do it once in your life.
Totally.
And I have always loved those scenes where people are shaving their head on camera. And when I found out that I was, I remember it was sort of prefaced in the audition process, but I kind of forgot about it. And I found out that I was going to have to shave my head. after I got the role, and I just grown my hair out to like the length that I was like missing. Kind of like your length, actually. And then I was like, oh, god damn. But also at the same time, I was like, wait, if I get to do this on camera, that's huge. Like, that's amazing. Yeah. What an opportunity to, like, get to do that on camera. I think kind of, you know, every actor sort of dreams of those moments. Because it's massive. It's major. Initially, it was scary. But by the time it came to doing it, I was like, let's go. Like, I'm ready. Because everyone had been like, oh, my God, are you scared? And I was like, no, I just want to get it done.
That's so awesome. You know what it reminds me of, but it's totally different. I don't know if you grew up watching Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan, but the scene where she cuts her hair at camp, like you said, it's kind of a rite of passage. You got to do it once. It's different. She doesn't shave her head, but it totally reminded me of, like, you know, being younger and watching that and being like, oh my gosh, you think it's such a big deal, but it's kind of not. Like, your hair, you know, it grows back, but it's such a cool look. So it's so fun that you got to do this, like, for this show, and like has such a meaningful, like, purpose behind it too, which is so fun. If you could describe Harper in 3 emojis, what would it be?
Oh, definitely, like, the angry emoji with, like, the swearing black box over the mouth. Probably one of the crying ones for sure. She actually cries quite a bit. A little flame. She's always carrying that lighter.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's so cool. So what's interesting about Harper is that she and Amory are or were best friends, and yet you and Aisha have very little scenes together, but the two of you somehow make it the entire season where you feel that connection. So what did you think it was that really helped make the audience feel that?
Oh man, I don't know. I just love that girl. Like, I think, again, because we had a dramaturg, we were really able to, like, pre-rehearse and write a lot of backstory and, like, talk about a lot of stuff. So I think that definitely helped because we, you know, we were in the room with Scott and we were like, okay, so what's this experience and, like, what happened before this scene and where are we coming from and, like, what happened in the past that's similar to this and how does this relate? And we talked about like, the dynamics of the relationship and how that at this moment in time, like at the beginning of the series, that dynamic has changed. So it's come out of nowhere for Amory and she's like, what's going on? So there was a lot of discussion, I think, surrounding it, which really helped in terms of, like, solidifying that friendship. But also I just love Aisha, like, and I think it sort of shows through the characters as well.
Yeah, totally. Was there anything specific that you guys did off camera to kind of, like, get you into that position of the chemistry that you have and also, like, build that frenemy relationship?
I think we had a couple of, like, fake fights, if that makes sense. Like, we would, like...
Like, improv?
Have an argument about something that, you know, was nothing, like, an argument of peanut butter or something like that. But just to test how, like, our fights normally would go and, like, you know, that kind of thing. I spent a lot of time, like, just hugging Aisha, actually. Yeah. Like, we hugged a lot. And so did everyone in the cast, really. But I think, you know, when you establish, like, a consensual physical relationship with a friend, like, it really helps because, you know, with your best friend, you're, like, holding hands and you're, like, hugging all the time. And I think if you're physically comfortable with them, it looks like you've known each other for longer.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's really, really sweet. And I was going to ask what it was like between you guys filming those fighting scenes, because you guys got pretty physical. Was that challenging? Or it sounds like you guys had some fake fights first. So that's awesome.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
It was so unbelievably fun. Like, we were both so excited to do that scene because it's not usual that you see like two women just in a punch up, especially in the first episode of a show. But yeah, we had a stuntie there, Mick, and he sort of ran us through everything early on. We got to rehearse it and stuff, and then on the day he was there and he was helping us with everything. Both of us were just so excited to like get into it. But also there's like, you can see in the bloopers, like that she comes up to me and I like boop her on the nose. Like it was a very silly environment. And then it turned out to, you know, produce this really freaky fight. But it was really cool. And like someone compared it to the original Heartbreak High, the first episode. And Scott Major gets into a punch up in the first episode. And you can see like me and him, and they played at the same time where we both go in for the punch. And I was like, this is gold. This is so yeah, cool.
That is so cool. I kind of want to like play that comparison right here when you're talking about it. That's sick. So what was it like filming that whole scene when you're in the library trying to figure out the best way to break the news that you may have given Malachi and Dusty an STD? We were laughing. Was that just like take after take? Was there any improv? How did that scene go down?
Oh man, most of that was improvisation.
Really?
So Jesse and Adam, the directors that had that episode, they were like, hey, so we were kind of thinking like maybe it's you like walking around trying to figure out how to say it. Because initially, I think it was just me. I think it was initially scripted that I was just going to tell the dog. And that bit wasn't, like, a part of it. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. But it's funny because, like, you're in this quiet library and there's, like, heaps of crew around you. And it was obviously just me in the scene. And I'm kind of, like, talking to no one. And I just everyone's like, and I'm just talking about chlamydia for like, I don't know, a good solid 5-10 minutes. But I had a lot of fun with it actually. Like there was a lot of laughing, and it was interesting to think about what it was gonna look like afterwards because I was like, what was that?
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
That is so fun. Okay, so speaking of fun scenes, can you take us through the cake scene? Amory and Dusty are making it on the bed. It's getting heated, and then Harper comes with this giant cake and just throws it on top of them.
Yeah,
so fun to shoot. How many takes was that? Did you have to use like more than one cake, or how did that go down?
So we had 3 cakes. So that bit where I throw it was filmed on a different day to the bit where I pick up the cake and I like walk in. I think it was filmed on a different day. Yeah. And the cake that I pick up in the party is a fake cake. And then the cake in the room is obviously a real cake. So initially I was like, I have no idea what this cake is going to feel like. And then on the day we were like, we had 3. So they're like, you have 3 goes. That's it.
Oh my god!
I was like, oh my god, it's surprisingly hard to like throw a cake and have it do what you want it to do. Like I think the first 2 hit them, but like not where they wanted them to hit, and it didn't break, it just kind of stuck on. And obviously like it was funny because I got to throw cake at Aisha and Josh. So it's hard because you want to laugh. I was like, how am I going to get through this scene without laughing?
Did you get to taste any of it?
No. I didn't want it when it was like on the floor and all mushy and like it wasn't as appealing after it had been thrown. But they were such troopers getting cake thrown at them over and over again.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I love it. Do you have a favorite scene that you shot, like most fun to shoot?
I sort of have 2 answers for that one, I think.
Okay.
I think the stuff with my dad was probably the most rewarding to shoot because it was my biggest challenge on the project. And Ben Oxenbould is just incredible. And I felt like, especially in those kind of final scenes, like I really didn't have to do anything. Like I was sort of just reacting to him. I didn't feel like I was presenting anything at all, really. It was just a scary situation. And then, so that like experience, I walked away with being like, wow, that was really special. But probably the, sorry, it's my other alarm. Probably the most fun I had was, I mean, literally every scene I've had so much fun, but when we all jump in the water at the end, that was really funny. Like the whole time we were just all really scared. And James makes me laugh so much. And I was standing next to James and they were just like freaking out about jumping in the water like we all were. And I was like, I'm going to pee myself if we don't jump in the water soon. So probably that one. And then actually when Aisha jumps and we all wait, that happened because Gracie Otto, the director, was like, you should, guys, on the DL, let Aisha just jump and then you jump in after. So it was like a real life prank on Aisha.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. Does anybody like pull out their phones and get behind the scenes footage of this stuff for like TikTok? I can imagine.
Yeah, there's like, there's lots of people who have behind the scenes stuff for sure. I've got like, I've got videos of like one of the props guys, who's now become one of my best mates, Jet, like holding a bag of my hair and like having to sort through it because they had to keep it. Because we filmed like some scenes where you see my hair on the floor, like way after I'd shaved my head. So they had to keep this bag of my hair and he's just like going.
My God. That's crazy.
It's a crazy industry. Like some of this happens on a day to day. It's really funny.
That is so funny. I feel like you could give the whatever's left of your hair to like a crazy fan or something who just loves you so much. And
probably oh God,
like,
please no.
Like a Ziploc.
I wanted to like, I spoke to them about donating it.
Yeah.
To, because apparently you can put your hair in like, you can donate your hair and they put it in a stocking and put it in the ocean and it can like soak up the oils.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I don't really know if that ended up happening. Okay. They might even still have my back.
That is wild. Okay, so last question. Any crazy, I mean, that was great, but any other like crazy behind the scenes moments that was just so funny or just memorable for you that you'll just take with you forever?
Aisha, in the scene where Spider walks out of the gym when he's just like had a disagreement with Jojo, Aisha then walks out after him and it's one of those doors where you like press this bar and then the door opens, and as she was storming out she just walks straight into the window. Her head, like her makeup was imprinted on the door. And we just couldn't stop laughing for like ages after that. And it made the little kind of blooper reel that we had at the rap party, which was great. It was so funny. It was a golden moment.
I bet you her face was like burning. That hurts so bad. That's freaking funny. Oh my gosh. Thank you again for this interview. You're such a trooper for just hopping in and doing it. I appreciate you so much.
Thanks for watching and don't forget to subscribe to Young Entertainment Mag.